This is Vatican Radio, and I am Lydia O'Kane. The UN World Food Programme says it's running out of food to give the growing numbers of displaced people in the Central African Republic because insecurity is blocking supply routes. Yesterday, the European Union decided to send troops to help stabilise the country. EU foreign ministers said the aim was to protect civilians and to create conditions for supplying humanitarian aid. The spokesperson for WFP in the Central African Republic, Alexis Mascherelli, told me the situation is critical.
It's a direct consequence of the ongoing violence in the country. We're now facing this critical situation where our food stocks are almost empty now. We are just in the last few days of being able to deliver food to the vast numbers of refugees, of displaced people who live here in Bangui and the rest of the country. The reason for that is that we have a fleet of trucks that is stuck currently at the border between Cameroon and the Central African Republic. The drivers, because of the insecurity on the road, are refusing to cross over and to proceed into CAR, which means that we are now in a very, very critical situation.
It certainly is, because what happens to all these displaced people if you can't get supplies to them?
Well, that's a concern, really, because suspending any food distribution here is certainly something that we want to avoid, because it could lead potentially to serious tension. We still have some food stocks here, so we are going to distribute today, hopefully over the next few days, and we hope that the situation is settled at the border. Otherwise, we would have to be forced to launch an operation of airlift of food from Cameroon into here, into Bangui, that would seriously increase the cost of the whole emergency response to us.
How many people are currently displaced?
Well, here in Bangui at the airport, we have about 100,000 people, but there are many more people in smaller camps all across the capital, plus all the people who have been displaced all across the country in the cities of Bosangoa, of Boa, where we have been distributing food last week, where we are hoping to be able to distribute food at the end of this week, because we have some rice, some maize that are prepositioned there. But we expect that basically there is nearly 1 million people who are currently in the whole country in need of food assistance.
Perhaps you could describe how tense the situation is on the ground.
You know, it's a very strange situation, because from one day to the other, from 1 hour to the other, things can change very, very quickly. You see people walking here in Bangui, walking in the streets. You see some market activities in some neighborhoods, and then the next door neighborhood is totally empty from these people. And most of the people you speak to who are currently displaced in camps, they say the main reason they're not going back, obviously, is insecurity. They might say, well, you know, there's militia guarding my neighborhood, but I don't feel comfortable in sleeping there at night. In the rest of the country, we have reports every day of fighting between various armed groups and of more people being displaced because of the violence.